Lydia has lost another high-ranking member after the resignation of MP Patricia Kopane. She was a DA leader in the Free State from 2012 to 2020. Kopane was a DA member for 19 years, and she leaves without regret and with a clear conscience. We welcome her on the line. Patricia, good afternoon, and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, yourself, and thank you so much for inviting me. And thank you so much for the listeners at home.
Thank you for joining us. So, what were the main reasons for leaving the DA, Patricia?
Firstly, yourself, let me take this opportunity to say I was honored and privileged to have served the people of South Africa in the National Assembly for the past 13 years, and also being one of the councillors in 2006 for the Democratic Alliance. I really take that opportunity with gratitude. But unfortunately, after 20 years, you can just imagine, it was not an easy decision that I have to resign from my party and to resign from Parliament of South Africa. Because the truth of the matter is, I realized the DA, that is the DA for today, it's no longer the DA that I believe is a political vehicle that can change the life of South African people. Especially after the return of Helen Zille and John Steenen becoming a leader, I realized during our policy conference, the big elephant in the room was about the redress and the economic empowerment. It would have been naive for any political party in this country who doesn't want to make sure that genuinely there is a redress and economic development to address the poor people of South Africa, because the majority of people of South Africa are the black people. And the DA, we're on the right direction. But the regrouping of the white people in the DA, wanting to change the clause, not creating even the political space to discuss things of economic empowerment, was really one of the issues. And today I want to challenge people of South Africa. They need to ask themselves, I'm 20 years in the DA. The DA has invested in me. Many of the people that has left the DA are the credible leaders. DA has invested in us. We're the best leaders in all opposition parties, if you can check. But why today, almost all of us, we decided to leave the DA? It clearly shows something is wrong. So people must now ask the Democratic Alliance, what is happening in the room? Why credible leaders of this nature are leaving at the Democratic Alliance?
Yes.
So that is the first thing.
Yes, now, as you said, you know, that it seems to be an ideological shift in the DA, or, you know, the issue of the regrouping of the whites in the party. But for you on a personal level, were there any personal issues, personal confrontations that led to your own resignation?
You know, let me tell you, since 2020, after I realized the regrouping, this reconsolidation of power by the white people, the space for political debate on any issue was one of the space that was closed. There was sort of a prescription. We are just suffocated in this environment. The environment was so subtle, but very toxic. So one was always suffocating in this, of which many of the black people, even the white people are disgruntled in the DA. They say, Patricia, we want to follow you. Many of the business people, they say, in Afrikaans, ourselves is heartful. We are tired of the DA not being honest. You know where I'm sitting right now? I respect people like Freedom Front Plus because they are honest, they are genuine. They hate black people. It's obvious. You talk about EFF, they are honest. They don't want white people. But the DA, they deceive people by playing to be a party that is party for all. And later they change the direction. That is why, after 20 years, I realized what is important to me is to jump this ship or this vehicle that I believe is no longer the party that I joined in 2003. So it was the brave decision. It was not easy, but I took it with a clear conscience. And the people must start to realize to join a political party is a voluntary movement. It's a more voluntary action. As much as you leave that party, it is at your own accord. I'm happy today I left DA at my own accord. I was not pushed out because normally they are trying to patch so many black leaders just to paint you that you must look bad. So I'm happy that I left the PA with respect, without anything behind. And I'm not against them. There are a lot more men and women in the DA that we work so much. We're having the vision to build South Africa. We're believing that the DA is going to be the alternative party. But now it is no longer that party. But because of the skill, the experience that one has acquired in life, I believe it is not the end of my political career. Because immediately after yesterday, many political parties showed interest. Actually, they also contacted me. They are looking for the leader in the Free State. So I'm still going to walk the street of South Africa to teach people, especially our black people, that are always being abused by white people to come and say they stand for them. At the end of the day, they are going to play with our people. So I'm going to travel the streets of the Free State and South Africa to teach black people how to vote right, what party do we need. We need a party that will genuinely include or will represent all the demographics of our country. So definitely, I will be doing that. So I'm looking forward for this new journey, and I know I'm going to be the winner, because I know when I joined the DA, by that time, it was not fashionable. I remember I lost my families. I sacrificed my profession. Many of the people, they were thinking that I'm mad, but I make it the DA to succeed. Even where I'm going now, there are already followers on the ground saying, we are waiting for you. And I'm going to make sure that the ANC is going to be below 50%. And the Action SA is having the opportunity in South Africa to build South Africa.
All the best. We wish you for Patricia. It's been a fascinating conversation with you, and you share with us your journey. And we look forward to chatting to you again in the future to see how's it going, and continue with the change that you hope to endeavor to make. Thank you for sharing your story with us this afternoon.
Thank you so much for supporting me in my political career. I'm still around, and I'm still going to help you to build South Africa.
Definitely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank Go you. Well. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
That was Patricia Kopane, who's left the DA and joining Action SA.